Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. On this very warm, very sticky morning, we can expect a very similar day to yesterday, heading for the 80s and low 90s, and combined with the humidity, it'll feel that much warmer, prompting the Weather Service to again issue heat advisories for the southern valleys northward into the southern Champlain Valley, which just simply suggests, fewer strenuous activities during the heat of the day. Drink adequate fluids, check in on your neighbors. Like yesterday, a localized scattering of showers and thunderstorms will develop, though not necessarily in the same locations or with the same timing. There is a minor weather front near the St. Lawrence Valley this morning, forecast to drift south during the day but fall apart, although in this case, as it heads into southern sections during the heating of the afternoon, the best chance of some scattered showers or a thundershower will occur south of the Adirondacks and Route 2. Meanwhile, a storm near Chicago and a system in the upper atmosphere over northern Ontario will combine over the Great Lakes tomorrow, resulting in a better organized surface weather front to our northwest. This should promote a greater chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, some potentially strong with heavy rains and some strong gusty winds. This front will slow or stall to our south Thursday into Friday, giving us much cooler, less humid air. However, energy tracking along the front will keep a good chance of showers or a thunderstorm for areas south of Route 4 Thursday, possibly lifting a little farther north. On Friday, there may be a couple of stray showers in the far north. The front lingers to our south for the upcoming 4th of July weekend, which should mean temperatures will be on the cool side, and a tendency for more clouds and a chance of showers in southern portions of the region, perhaps some sunshine and only a stray shower in the north. If the front is closer, in other words, farther to the north, more clouds and showers are possible, leaving us with a less than confident forecast for our extended forecast until these details become more evident. In the meantime, though, the forecast, again, there are heat advisories today for the southern Champlain, Hudson, and lower Connecticut valleys and in southern New Hampshire. Look for a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine that'll be hot and humid. A few hit-or-miss afternoon showers or thundershowers, mostly south of the Adirondacks and Route 2. Highs in the low to mid-80s north, upper 80s and low 90s in the Champlain Valley and south. Tonight, any evening showers or storms south ending, periods of clouds, scattered showers from the Adirondacks and Route 2 north late at night, still warm and muggy, lows in the upper 60s and low 70s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy from the Adirondacks and Route 4 north, scattered showers or a thunderstorm becoming likely in the afternoon, some could be strong, highs upper 70s and low 80s, some morning sun south, scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorms, and highs in southern sections tomorrow, 80s to low 90s. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.